The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
So the Buffs, the inbounder, being pressure being put on here by Bauer. And to throw it in here is going to be Deo. Deo gives it in for Cornell. Cornell jumper, banks it off the glass. Ball's inbounded. They're going to have to shoot a half corner. It's on its way. It is short. And a come from behind win by Elm Creek, banked in with 2 seconds to go by Claire Cornell.
Tonight, it's a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader from Amherst as the Broncos battle the Elm Creek Buffaloes. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
With it on the right wing, Abbott back up top. Here's Eckhout, straightaway three, got it. Braden Eckhout with the first two buckets of the half, and that extends the lead to 10.
The regular season is winding down, and both squads are looking for the last push of momentum heading into the postseason. It's the Buffaloes and Broncos cameo next, but for the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll take you live to Amherst with Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Now a chance to look at your starting lineups and welcome back for girls action as game two tonight, switching it up, the boys game Amherst beating Elm Creek 54-50. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show, short edition. Let's run down the starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the Better Bank in Kearney. For Elm Creek, number five is a 5'3 junior, Hannah Robbins. Number 11, the 5'9 freshman, Claire Cornell. Number 21, 5'3 senior Shelby Ferguson. Number 23, 5'5 sophomore Mackenzie Deo. And number 25, a 5'4 freshman Asia Oreta. For Amherst, number 3, 5'8 sophomore Madison Murphy. Number 5, 5'4 sophomore Jaden Bosshammer. Number 15, the 5'4 senior Sydney Tommenheim. Number 40, 6' senior Courtney Martinson. And number 45, 5'9 junior Casey Jurgens. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the Better Bank in Kearney. That is your New Tech Seed pregame show. They're ready to roll. They took the time off the clock. No anthem, and Elm Creek will get the opening tip here. The ball will be stolen away. Picked up and headed the other way is Bosshammer. The layup is up too strong. Ball is tipped out. Following it is Casey Jurgens. She'll get the rebound. Tries a bounce pass back inside to Martinson and threw it out of bounds. So a turnover, and right back it comes. Amherst is 14-8, and they are 12-1. In their last 13 games, unbelievable run. Their only loss was in the semifinals. Both teams lost to Axtell and the FKC. As the jumper is up, no good. Rebound grabbed underneath by Hannah Robbins. She has her shot blocked, and a foul will be called after the block. I believe that was Martinson that got a hand on it. And the foul will be called on Amherst's Jaden Bosshammer. First foul of the game, Elm Creek. Is 13-7. A three off the inbound is no good by Hannah Robbins. Running down the long rebound is Mackenzie Deo. Third opportunity this time down the floor for Elm Creek. They'll get it to Ferguson, one of their top scorers, into the corner to Robbins. Robbins, a couple of dribbles out on the wing. Amherst extending their 1-3-1 zone, getting very active, and the ball knocked away. The steal is made by Martinson. Martinson one-on-one, takes it in with the left hand. The ball knocked away, and the rebound brought down by Jaden Bosshammer. And a foul called on Elm Creek. Shelby Ferguson just stayed there the whole way, blocked the first one, but then committed a foul after Bosshammer got the rebound. And they will say Jaden was in the act of shooting, so she'll get two. First free throw is on the way, too strong. By the way, Amherst coached by Jamie Klingelhofer in her first year. Michelle Reuter is the assistant. Mike Ford, the head coach. Rob McCarter, the assistant for Elm Creek. Again, both fell in the FKC to Axtell. Second free throw, no good. Ball knocked out of bounds off of Amherst. Claire Cornell, one of the top freshmen in the conference. She'll inbound the basketball here as Elm Creek will bring it up. Scoreless in our first minute 15. Pulling up, taking a 17-footer, and a foul going to be called, sending Mackenzie Dale to the line. She looked open, and then fighting off the screen, Amherst followed through and committed the foul there with Courtney Martinson. Her first and the team's second. Trying to get on the board from the line, and Deo puts it up and in. Elm Creek with our first point in the girls' game. Again, these teams will face off again on Tuesday night in the first round of the sub-districts. Oh, they're going to say it was a three-pointer. So a three-shot foul as she hits the first two. Second free throw was good. The third free throw is good. So Deo hits them all. And Elm Creek will get the first 3 points all from the charity stripe and take the 3-0 lead. Put a little pressure out of the backcourt. Overthrowing. It'll get down to the baseline. Madison Murphy will hit the short jumper. And Amherst is on the board. Elm Creek overplayed them and paid for it at the other end. Front of the point is Hannah Robbins. Robbins into the front court. Dishes it off on the right wing to Cornell. Down to the baseline, there were two Buffaloes. They ran into each other and go out of bounds with it. So the third turnover for Elm Creek here in short going. 6:20 to go, first quarter, 3-2. Elm Creek leading Amherst. Again, tomorrow will be in Elm Creek for the D3 District Wrestling Finals that got underway today. High post with it is Juergens. Juergens drives with the left hand, puts it up, and scores. Casey with a nice drive from the high post. Took it right down the left side of the key and laid it up and in. Amherst 4-3. Back-to-back buckets after the Elm Creek free throws. Amherst stays in that zone. That's what they've played most of the year. They just got better at it. Into the corner, Robbins will try a three. It skims out, no good. Rebound brought down by Martinson. And up the floor come the Broncos, and they will overthrow by quite a bit. Sydney Taubenheim, her second turnover. Boys basketball, Lincoln Southwest, just 3 wins on the season, and they lead Kearney 15-9. Kearney kind of hoping if they could win 2 of their final 3, they'd be a number 2 in the districts, and they play undefeated top-ranked Norfolk on the road tomorrow, so that's why they're thinking 2 of 3, but it might get them a home game in the first round of districts under the new setup this year with a number 1 and 2 seeds play at home on opening night. Here's Cornell, steps through the double team, puts up a 10-footer, no good. Rebound is tipped to Ferguson. She'll put it up, no good, and it's grabbed by Madison Murphy. Murphy, pass got away, and they'll turn it over. Elm Creek picks up the loose basketball, gets it to Cornell, 8-footer, good. And a timeout will be called by Elm Creek after the made bucket. So with 5:07 to go here in the first quarter, Elm Creek 5 and Amherst 4.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda back with you here at Amherst, just underway in our girls' game. Elm Creek leads it 5-4. 5:05 to go in the first quarter. Amherst brings it up the floor out of the Elm Creek timeout, has the ball knocked away. Juergens was headed up for the shot, but turned it over. Now Amherst with 3 straight turnovers. They've got 4. Elm Creek has 3 and just about 4. Ferguson swings it over for a 3-pointer. Deo off the heel from the right wing, no good. Ball ends up in the hands of Courtney Martinson. She'll wait for the traffic to get out of there and bring it up the floor herself. Outlet pass, trying to get it to Taubenheim, deflected out by Ferguson. That's going to be a good battle between Ferguson and Taubenheim throughout the evening. Amherst will bring Emily Arnold into the ball game. She is the only freshman on the varsity roster. They'll get it inside. Juergens, swing it over to the corner. Taubenheim makes a move and is fouled. Foul on Elm Creek's Asia Oreta. Got her on the body there, and 2 free throws coming up for Taubenheim. Sydney, the leading scorer here for Amherst, puts the first free throw up and in. 5-5, 4:32 to go here in quarter number one. Second free throw on the way, no good, but Taubenheim followed the shot, got her own rebound, he got fouled again on the way up, and that'll be on Claire Cornell. 3 fouls now on Elm Creek, and right back to the line will be Taubenheim. That 1 out of 2 thing works real well if you keep getting the offensive rebound on the second one. Taubenheim puts it up and in. Amherst regains the lead at 6-5. And the second free throw on the way, and that spins out no good. This time Cornell will grab the loose ball for Elm Creek. 6'5 Amherst here in quarter number one. 4:20 to go in the first. Ferguson picks up the dribble. Murphy just about got the steal. Instead, driving in will be Peterson. She'll kick it over to the right wing. Shot no good. Rebound brought down by Tobenheim and a foul called on Elm Creek. Every miss, there is a host of gals going for it. And it's going to be called on Asia Oreta. Two quick ones on Asia. And Amherst will have the basketball. A couple of subs coming into the game here. Let's try and pick up a number for you. For Amherst, it'll be Michaela Tincher. She checks in, as does Sierra Rubicek. And into the front court, Tincher with it. We'll give it off to Martinson. Courtney looks right side, fires it over to Arnold. Spread the floor here against the Elm Creek zone. Right wing, open jumper, Murphy. Ball fake, drives right in, and then the ball blocked out of bounds by Sage Martin, who checked in during that break for Elm Creek. Sage, a 5'8 junior, saw her play a couple of really decent games earlier this year when we saw the Lady Buffs play. Amherst underneath their own hoop, into the corner, 18-footer on the way by Tincher, no good. Rebound, Murphy. Second opportunity, gives it to the free throw line. Arnold swings it right side. Martinson hits the jumper. Courtney's first bucket of the ball game. Amherst now up 8-5. Ferguson guarded by Tincher as she brings it across the timeline with a bounce pass to Robbins into the corner. They'll go to Deo. Deo drives, contested 10-footer, no good. Rebound bounced around. Cordell will grab it. Freshman throws it out top to Deo. High post. Back on the right wing to Martin. Nothing there, so they'll swing it back out top. Dale with it again. Over to Ferguson. Three dribbles to the right. Kicks it off Robbins. 4-3. It's good. Hannah Robbins with the first three-point bucket of the ball game. And Elm Creek knots it up at 8-8. Amherst into the front court. Stops at the top of the key. The pass deflected away. And Sage Martin picks up the loose basketball. Turnover number five on Amherst. Ferguson into the front court. Tincher will stop her there. Swing it over to the right side to Deo. Deo gets around the defender, puts the runner up off the glass, too strong. Murphy grabs her third rebound and gets it to Tincher, who clears it out to Arnold. Into the front court, met there by Robbins. Left-hand dribble, draws the double team to Martinson in the corner. She's outside the arc, decides to take the dribble, and then it's reached in and knocked away. It'll stay with Amherst. Back into the ball game for the Broncos. Here comes their starters in Tobenheim and Juergens and Bosshammer. 8-8, 2:35 to go, first quarter. Girls game. Again, the boys played first, so Amherst would have a little extra rest before their Heartland Hoops Classic game tomorrow morning. 54-50, Amherst ended up winning it tonight over Elm Creek. It was tight the whole way. With it in the right-hand corner, Tobenheim nearly trapped, finally gets out of there with it to Martinson. Martinson dribbles it right back into that corner. Out to Juergens. Top of the circle to Tobenheim. Wants to dump it inside, can't do it. Off the pick, a little reach into the ball, knocked away. And the steal made by Cornell. Claire up the floor, but it's one on three. She'll pull it back and set things up here for the Buffaloes. 8-8 here in our first quarter of play. Under 2 minutes to go now. Get it on the right wing. Ferguson, Robbins to Deo. Deo throws it over the rim, trying to make a pass, but it got deflected, so it comes up short. And the steal is made. Fourth turnover here for Elm Creek. Elm Creek trying to get it back, and they knock it out. So the offense has slowed down here a little bit. And the ball will come back into the hands of Amherst. Lob it up top to Tincher. Tincher not looking to shoot it. Swings it over on the left wing to Martinson, standing right on the three-point line. Tries to get it to the high post. Juergens had to go get it, but does. 1:30 to go in the first. Calling for the ball on the baseline is Murphy or Bosshammer, but they swing it to the right side and get it to Tobenheim in the corner. Back up to Juergens, 16-footer from the free throw line. No offensive rebound. Had it there for a minute with Tincher, but then it's knocked away. And Amherst got the rebound, but then turned it over. Elm Creek ball looking to get the lead back here. Awful quiet the last 3 minutes for the Buffaloes. Deo drives baseline, kicks it out. Ferguson squared up, couldn't get it away. Up top, here's another three. Robbins up and too strong. And fighting for the rebound, and over the back foul called here on Sage Martin of Elm Creek. That'll be her first and the team's fifth. Still 8-8. Don't forget, tomorrow, besides the wrestling, the Heartland Hoops Classic, we'll also be doing this sub-district for the girls at Kearney Catholic next Tuesday and Thursday on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Working the ball in the left-hand corner will be Courtney Martinson. Skip pass up top to Bosshammer. Jaden, couple dribbles to the right side. Everything staying outside the arc to Taubenheim. To the high post, they get it to Martinson. To Bosshammer, she'll cast up a 17-footer, no good. Off the iron, the rebound will be grabbed by Claire Cornell, her fourth. 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Still 8-8. Robbins down to the block. Martin, left side, nice move. Wheels to the rim and scores. Nice step through there by Sage Martin. And she gets her first bucket, breaks the tie. 10-8, 15 seconds to go here. First quarter, Amherst into the front court. Martinson, 17-footer left corner, rattles in and out, no good. Defensive rebound, Claire Cornell, 7 seconds to go. Outlet pass, Deo's open in the front court. Spot up three on the way, almost banked it in. And that'll be the end of the first quarter of play. Elm Creek 10, Amherst 8. Girls, Fort Kearney Conference Basketball on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Odessa, Riverdale.
In the market for some Galve cattle? See Mike or Dale Taubenheim of Amherst today. Their primary focus has always been making functional and efficient cows, focusing on birth weights, maternal traits, hay weights, higher weaning, and yearling weights, meat and muscle, carcass quality, and premiums. More intense selection to improve those traits without sacrificing the function of our cow herd. That's Taubenheim's of Amherst. Also your Traeger Grill dealer. Have a great beef experience with Traeger Grills.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Ready to get the second quarter underway here at Amherst with the score 10-8. The Elm Creek girls with the lead. Amherst will get the ball to start the second quarter of play. Four different players with 2 points, but Amherst 7 turnovers, and there is number 8 picked off by Hannah Robbins. Heads the other way, dishes it off. Deo hit the rim on the layup, got her own rebound, and then kicks it out for a 16-footer that Claire Cornell knocks home. 12-8 Elm Creek, and Cornell the first player with 2 buckets. She's got 4. Figure this will be a close game throughout unless something crazy happens on some fouls as they get it inside to Juergens, and then the block shot by Martin. And as Elm Creek heads up the floor with a basketball, they get called for a double dribble. So 5 turnovers for Elm Creek, 7 for Amherst. Rebounds, 10 for Amherst, 9 for Elm Creek. 3-point shooting, Amherst didn't take one. Elm Creek was 1 of 6. Free throw shooting, 3 of 6 for Amherst, 3 of 3 for Elm Creek, as Deo was fouled on a 3-point shot. Working around to Taubenheim, and a 3-second violation going to be called here on Amherst as they were camped out in the lane. Back in will be Tincher, and a timeout going to be called before Elm Creek can inbound it by Amherst. And Coach Klingelhofer calling the timeout, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. 7:12 to go in the first half of play. Elm Creek 12, Amherst 8.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Rusty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year. Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek.
On ESPN, 1460 and 1550, they are at halftime. The Lincoln Southwest boys leading Kearney High 23-21. Kearney girls won earlier tonight, 56-43. Here's the drive as we come back to action from Oreta. Oreta puts it up, no good. Rebound brought down by Juergens, and Amherst will push it up the floor with Taubenheim. Sidney trying to get it going, draws the double team, kicks it into the right-hand corner to Martinson. Back to Taubenheim, spots up for an 18-footer, no good. Ball ricochets all the way to the top of the key. Robbins has it. She had the uncontested layup, knew it, and the ball took a funny hop on her and is called for the carry, a break for the Broncos. Hustling back in, Shelby Ferguson. Robbins will get a breather. on the floor for Amherst. Tincher takes it in from Martinson, Tobenheim, Juergens, and Madison Murphy. And Murphy will have it well out of the right side of the key. Couple of dribbles back to Tincher. She's got an open 12-footer. Right corner, good. And Michaela with her first bucket of the ball game and first bucket of the second quarter for Amherst. 12-10 Elm Creek. 6:20 to go in the second. On the weak side, Deo. Deo hits Cornell. She'll drive in and draw a foul. And Claire will get two free throws. Cornell with 4 points, five rebounds already here. Foul was called on Casey Juergens, her first, and the team's third. And the free throw is up and no good that time from Cornell. She'll have a second one coming. Try and add to the Elm Creek lead. It's on the way, but it won't go. And the rebound brought down by Casey Juergens, already four for her here in the first half of play. 12-10 so far, a little quiet, but both teams average right in that low to mid-40s offensively. Streaky team, skip pass over the zone. They'll get it into the hands of Tobenheim. They double her, skip it back over to Tincher, her 14-footer, in and out from the left elbow. Rebound to Cornell. And Claire with the outlet dribble keeps on going, dishes it into the corner to Dale. Ball fake, got the defender in the air, tries to feed Cornell in the jammed-up lane. It's going to be turned over. Another turnover for Elm Creek, eight and four of them here in the first 2.5 minutes of the second quarter. Tobenheim looked at the top of the key three, decided against it. So they go to Martin. She's open in the right-hand corner, 15-footer, no good. Rebound ripped away by Shelby Ferguson. Ferguson up the floor, numbers aren't there. She'll slow it down in front of the Amherst bench. Dish it off to Deo. McKenzie for three. It's off the mark, no good. High in the air, Sydney Tobenheim will grab the rebound. She'll bring it up the floor. Right down the middle, veering off to the right side with a right-hand dribble. Stops, but has not looked to shoot it so much. Now Juergens is wide open, so she'll hit the six-footer. Casey Juergens turned around expecting some contact. There is nobody there. That ties the game at 12. Elm Creek still looking for their first points of the second quarter. We're 3 minutes in. Cornell throws it through the lane to Deo. Down to the baseline, Oreta. And Oreta will hit the jump shot. Excuse me, that's the second bucket of the quarter. Makes it 14-12, Elm Creek. Juergens out in the corner, Murphy. Back across the lane to Martinson, who gives it to Tobenheim. Dribbles right wing. Little 10-footer off the mark. And nobody grabs the rebound, so it's going to belong to Elm Creek. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll look at the first half stats. Recap the boys' game, which Amherst won 54-50. Look at some other scores from around the area. And if we've got time, a little preview of the girls' sub-districts that start next week. Right now, Elm Creek has the ball at a 14-12 lead, 4:15 to go in the first half here at Amherst. And the ball way up top, picked off by Martinson. Courtney one-on-one against the two, one-on-two against the guards, and Robbins will knock it out of her hand, but the Broncos will maintain possession, and Martinson will throw it in. But that is turnover number 9 for Elm Creek, and the reason they can't score is they can't get any shots here in the second quarter with all the turnovers. Cornell out, Martin in. Martin's son to throw it in for Amherst. Up top, she will find Tincher. Tincher will give it off immediately to Madison Miller, who just checked in. Also in Rubicek. She'll take the jumper from the free throw line, and they mug her. It's going to be Hannah Robbins with her first personal foul. And Sierra Rubicek will go to the line looking for her first points. Each team with 4 points here in the first 4 minutes of the second quarter. Rubicek's free throw is off the mark, no good. Elm Creek 13-7. Second free throw, Rubicek is up and it is in. 1-2 for Sierra. And it's 14-13, Elm Creek by one. Across the timeline, middle of the floor, Shelby Ferguson. Ferguson looking for her first points. Gives it to Martin, everything out top here to Robbins. Off to Deo. Down to the free throw line, Ferguson dribbles into the double team. All the way down to the right block, skips it way out there to Oreta. And the pass from Areta is tipped and stolen away. Martinson got her hand on another one, and Rubicek comes up with a loose ball to Tincher. Long outlet pass, Martinson. Front court right corner. Holds the ball, trying to post up Murphy. Pass goes through her hands, but Amherst grabs it. It'll be Miller with it. Madison into the corner to Tincher. And nothing there, so they'll restart. 14-13 Elm Creek. Here's a 15-footer left corner off the mark by Miller. Rebound brought down by Murphy, and Murphy on the way back up draws the foul, and Madison will get a chance at the charity stripe. Could tie or even take the lead here. The foul is on Mackenzie Deo. Her first. And the first free throw by the sophomore Murphy. Off the heel, no good. Looked like maybe one of those that would go high in the air and drop back through. Back in, Jaden Bosshammer, Emily Arnold, Sydney Tobenheim for Amherst. Claire Cornell back in for Elm Creek. Staying in for Amherst, of course, the free throw shooter in Madison Murphy and also Courtney Martinson. Second free throw, Murphy, up, and it won't go, but an offensive rebound by Arnold, and she got shoved in the back as she tried to put it in. Kind of hit the ground, too, and Arnold will go to the line and shoot a pair of free throws. Fouls on Sage Martin. Wasn't aware that she was going to sneak around her there and committed her second foul. Arnold's free throw, no good. So Amherst not helping themselves from the line. And Arnold to shoot again. Try to tie things up here. On the way, and that one is good. So Arnold gets one of two, 14-14. Only 3:15 remains in the second quarter here on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Martin has it against the extended 1-3-1 zone. Sage comes into the paint, kicks it back out to Ferguson, to Robbins. Robbins' three-pointer is no good. Rebound grabbed by Martinson, high above her head. Courtney with her third. We'll dribble it into the front court. Met by Robbins, off on the wing to Bosshammer. Into the corner, Tobenheim. Skip pass up top, Martinson. One dribble, two to the right elbow, then dishes it off there for Arnold. Backdoor cut, pass a little low. Grabbed there by Tobenheim, and Tobenheim will get fouled. She did a good job just to continue the action, even though she didn't have good control of the basketball. Ferguson with her second foul. And Sydney Tobenheim, her 2 points have been from the line. She's 2 of 4. First free throw, good. She's hit the first one all three times. Now let's see if she can do something about that second one. Tobenheim on the way, and again it's no good. So the front, good. The back, no. Rebound brought down by Sage Martin. 15-14 Amherst. Into the front court, Ferguson. Kicks it out on the wing to Cornell. Gets by the defender. Jump shot from 10, no good. Got the rebound and a whistle. Let's see which team they're going to call it on. It looks like it's going to go against Amherst. And that'll be Casey Juergens' second foul. Claire Cornell was 7 boards already here in the first half. Ferguson to throw it in underneath their own hoop to Robbins. She'll get a quick three on the way, but it's no good. 1 of 9 from the outside. Rebound Ferguson out for another three. Deo, it won't go. And Martinson will grab the rebound. 15-14. Shots not falling here in the girls' game. Arnold is trapped. We're going to get a jump ball. And the arrow points the way of Elm Creek, so that's Amherst's 10th turnover. Good job by Robbins to get in there on the trap and tie up Emily Arnold. Don't forget, Ravenna Sanitation halftime report will be coming up. 2:10 and counting to go here in the first half. Elm Creek basketball, Cornell, one dribble, takes a 15-footer on the left wing. It just will not go. Rebound brought down by Bosshammer, and Jaden will push it up the floor. Elm Creek has everybody back defensively. Hit the trailer, Arnold. Trying to get it to Martinson, but it's tipped and stolen away by Deo. Deo with another steal. Gets it to Ferguson. Doesn't have numbers, but Shelby's going to take it in anyway. Shot off the heel, no good. Jump ball. Arrow points the way of Amherst. Courtney Martinson tying it up there with Cornell. But the offense has definitely waned, and it's just because the shots aren't going. They're both teams are getting some looks, but they're cold. The boys' game was hot. The girls' game cold, and Robbins pokes away another one. Amherst with 12 turnovers. That's another reason they keep turning it over. Here's a three. Deo in transition. Won't go. And so a short possession as the rebound's brought down by Bosshammer. We have 12 turnovers for Amherst, and we have 10 unofficially for Elm Creek. 1:15 to go before halftime. It remains 15-14 Amherst. Wide open on the baseline, Martinson, but they don't see her, so Arnold will take the long-range jumper. 19-footer is no good. Rebound comes out to Shelby Ferguson, her fourth. Elm Creek trying to get the lead back with a minute to go before halftime. To Martin, the trailer. She'll dribble into the zone, get into the paint, kick it to Robbins to the baseline, Cornell. And a travel called on Elm Creek. 54-50, the boys' game earlier tonight as the scoring slowed down in the second half. And Amherst ended up winning the ball game as they held Elm Creek to just one field goal in the fourth quarter. Outscored them 13-8. Here's Tobenheim in the left-hand corner. Got around her defender. Then taking the jump shot. It's going to be blocked. Got it back. And the second time she shoots, she'll be fouled. Dale with the block. Cornell with the foul. 10th team foul on Elm Creek. 4 have been whistled on Amherst. 2 free throws coming up for Sydney Tobenheim. So she is starting to make residency at the line. And the first one, no good. Well, maybe that means the second one will be good because she's now 3 of 7 at the line. She hit the front end the first 3 times. This time she misses the front end. And the senior's second free throw up and in and out. So it still won't go. Rebound brought down by Cornell. There's number 8. 40 seconds to go in the half. Somebody will have to wake up the scoreboard operator if they do score before halftime. Throw through the lane. Inside, just getting into the game, is Taylor Gettert. She'll kick it back out. The jumper no good. Rebound Cornell. Jumper no good. Second time, Cornell. It's sitting on the rim. It absolutely will not go in. They need to go get a couple of can openers at halftime. Out of bounds it goes to Amherst. 19 seconds to go, and I mean Cornell had 2 looks contested, but 4 footers. Up the floor, they'll get it to Martinson. 15 seconds to go. Left-hand corner to Rubicek. She's got a look from 10. Sierra hits it. Still a little time on the clock. 17, 14, 7 seconds. Robbins at midcourt with 5 seconds. Hannah over on the right side, Gettert. She dropped it. The ball stolen away. Tobenheim will not get a shot away before the buzzer, and we are at halftime. So both teams will need to clean it up in the second half if they hope to get the victory here tonight. For both teams, it's their final game of the regular season, and then they'll see each other right away again in the more important game in the sub-district semifinals on Tuesday. Amherst 17, Elm Creek 14, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report when we return.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to Amherst. It's time now for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. Halftime of the girls' game, and your score is Amherst 17 and Elm Creek 14. Earlier tonight in the boys' contest, it was Amherst prevailing 54-50. To go to 19-2, Elm Creek falls to 12-8 on the season. And for Elm Creek, they got 19 points tonight from Nick Crowley. He was 11-12 at the free throw line. He had 8 rebounds. Gabe Hubbard hit 4 threes for 12 points. LaShawn Thornaber, 9 points, 10 rebounds. For Amherst, pretty balanced. 14 for Trey Tobenheim. Trevor Adelung and Braden Eckout had 9 each. Eckout all 9 in the second half. Holden Eckout and Cale Preble 8 each And with Ty Hadwiger out tonight with the ankle injury that he sustained in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament last week, Amherst got outboarded, but Elm Creek turned it over more, and Amherst outscored them 13-8 in the fourth quarter. Close throughout, the biggest lead either team had. Elm Creek was up 8 in the second quarter, but it was 1 point at halftime. And those two teams, again, in the same sub-district in a couple of weeks, chance for them to possibly see each other in the sub-district final. For Amherst, they play in the Heartland Hoops Classic tomorrow at 11 a.m. against Ravenna, and then go to Wilcox-Hildreth in a rematch of the championship game of the FKC tournament. That's 1 week from tonight. For Elm Creek, they go to Elwood next Friday to wrap up the regular season. Also tonight, the Kearney High girls come away a winner on ESPN Radio, 56-43 over Lincoln Southwest. They're just about ready to get the second half underway in the boys' game. And Lincoln Southwest led Kearney High by a slim 23-21 margin. Some other scores from around the state tonight on this Friday in girls' action: Ainsworth over Gothenburg, 70-37. And Selma Myrna beat Ansley Litchfield, 36-30. Bertrand over Arapaho, 59-43. Blue Hill beat Deschler, 48-41. Cambridge over Alma, 57-44. Centura beat Arcadia Loop City, 51-23. It was Hampton over Giltner, 48-45. Giltner's only home girls' loss of the season. And that's been quite the battle, a rematch of the Crossroads Championship. Harvard beat Shelton 52-15 tonight. It was Holdridge over Central City in an entertaining girls game, 67-58. Also in girls action tonight, it was from the area, Pleasanton beating Loomis 49-39. Sandy Creek over Milford 44-24. South Loop over Eustace Farnham 56-37. Sutton over Fillmore Central 55-20, and the Wood River girls beat Donovan Trumbull tonight 59-38. A reminder that the girls' sub-districts begin on Tuesday here on Classic Hits. We will be in Lexington for the C-110, Minden and Gothenburg at 5, Kearney Catholic and Cozad at 7, and on ESPN Radio, the D-110 at Kearney Catholic, Axtell and Overton at 6, Elm Creek and Amherst girls at 7:45. Tomorrow, Heartland Hoops Classic and the D3 District Wrestling Finals begin at 2 here on Classic Hits. We'll take a break and look at the first half numbers in a moment. It is Amherst 17 and the Elm Creek Lady Buffaloes 14 on Classic Hits.
The game is just more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney. Follow the Huskers and the rest of college basketball, as well as the NBA, on one of their 23 high-definition televisions, including two huge HD projection TVs. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Check out the bullpen and the new addition for even more fun. Basketball is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue in Kearney. Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
Here's a look at our first half numbers, starting off with the Elm Creek Lady Buffaloes. And they have Hannah Robbins with 1 3-point bucket. She has 2 rebounds. Claire Cornell, 4 points, 10 rebounds. Sage Martin, 2 points, 2 rebounds, 2 blocks. Shelby Ferguson has 4 rebounds. Mackenzie Deo, 3 points all from the line, 2 rebounds and a block. And Asia Oreda has 2 points. 9 rebounds in the first quarter, 11 in the second. Free throw shooting 3 of 3 in the first, 0 of 2 in the second. 3-point shooting, Elm Creek's trying, but they're not hitting. 1 of 6 in the first, 0 of 5 in the second. Turnovers 4 in the first, 8 in the second. Foul situation for the Buffaloes, 2 on Oreda, Ferguson, and Cornell. 10 points in the first quarter, but just 4 in the second at the half. Elm Creek, 14 points, 20 rebounds, 3 out of 5 at the free throw line, 1 of 11 from 3-point land, 3 blocks, 12 turnovers. For Amherst, Madison Murphy, 2 points, 4 rebounds. Jaden Bosshammer, 3 rebounds. Emily Arnold, 1 point, one rebound. Sydney Tobenheim, 3 points, all from the line, two rebounds. Michaela Tincher, 2 points, a rebound. Courtney Martinson, 2 points, five rebounds and a block. Sierra Rubicek, 3 points, and Casey Jurgens leads the team, 4 points, four rebounds. 10 rebounds in each quarter. Free throw shooting, 3 of 6 in the first quarter, 3 of 10 in the second quarter. They have not attempted a three-point shot. Turnovers, 7 of the first, 5 in the second. Foul situation, Casey Jurgens, the only Bronco, with 2. Amherst had 8 points in the first quarter, 9 in the second. At the half, 17 points, 20 rebounds, 6 of 16 at the free throw line. They've not attempted a three-pointer, 1 block, and 12 turnovers. At the half, 14-8 Amherst leads 13-7 Elm Creek, 17-14, and you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Second half is next.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
We are ready to get the second half underway here at Amherst. Elm Creek will get the basketball, trailing by 3, 17-14. Time for our Seeds to Success for the second half, brought to you by your Pioneer Seed professional, Craig Weeches. Where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to help get the most out of every acre? It's easy, pioneer.com and mobilepioneer.com on the smartphone. A three-pointer to start the second half. Almost banked it in there from Deo, but the rebound comes down to Ferguson. Then she is going to be fighting for the ball on the ground. Get it to Cornell, who's all alone underneath, and scoops it up and in. Not the way you draw it up, but with the lack of points, Elm Creek will take what they can get. And you can't blame Amherst. They thought they had won the basketball. Here's Jurgens in the paint. She'll dribble it right into the double team and draw the foul. Casey will go to the line. So our Seeds to Success. Well, whoever quits turning it over is going to have an advantage. But if Amherst is going to keep going to the line, they have got to make free throws. And this continues to be a problem for them as the foul was on Deo, her second. And the free throw by Jurgens is no good. They are now 6 of 17 at the line. They should have a 7, 8, 9 point lead with just any kind of free throw shooting. Second free throw, no good. Offensive rebound, Martinson. She'll put it up off the glass. It's too strong. Rebound, Murphy. She'll throw it up. The ball is tapped out of bounds by Cornell. So if you draw the contact to get to the line, that's good. But if you're not making the free throws, it's just like a turnover. You're not getting anywhere by drawing contact. Inbounds pass Jurgens for Elm Creek. They start hitting some threes. It's going to help them out. Not that that's a seed to success. They may have to look elsewhere as the first jumper of the game by Sydney Tobenheim finds its range. First one she's made anyway, 19-16 Amherst. Those are your seeds to success brought to you by your Pioneer Seed professional, Craig Weeches. Hannah Robbins has it up top. Amherst in that 1-3-1 zone. Sometimes they'll get out of it. It doesn't look like a 1-3-1. Another three-pointer, Deo, no good. Another offensive rebound tipped to Shelby Ferguson. To Deo, another three. They won't go. Another offensive rebound by Ferguson. Somebody's going to have to box her out, and a travel eventually called here on Elm Creek. But three threes in the first minute. 10 here by Elm Creek. Can't connect on any of them. They're 1 of 14. And it is only 19-16. So if Elm Creek hits a couple, that'll definitely get their crowd going and change the look of the game. As top of the circle with it is Martinson. Holds the ball against the Elm Creek matchup. Swing it to the right side to Bosshammer. Try to lob it all the way to left-hand corner. They will to Taubenheim. She'll decide to drive, but doesn't get anywhere with it. Knocked out of her hands, went back to get it. Now up top, runs into Robin. She's 28 feet away in all kinds of cover to Murphy. Tried to give it right back to Juergens. Sloppy passing right now, and it's going to eventually get turned over if they don't get a shot. And they do get a shot. Juergens, a one-hand grab, turns around and scores. She's got a bucket at each quarter. 21-16, that is the largest lead by either team. Obviously, there hasn't been a lot of points, but a five-point cushion now. As Oreta swings it to Robbins, inside they find Cornell. She's fouled. Nice way to find some opening in that seam, finally. Elm Creek trying to attack a little bit more. Even though they took all those threes, they still are trying to get it inside. And Juergens is doing the job offensively, but just picked up her third foul. She's the only one in any kind of trouble for Amherst. First free throw by Cornell is up, and it is in. Claire missed a couple back in the second quarter. She's now 1 of 3, 7 points. 7 of the 17 for Elm Creek. Second free throw now is up, and it's good. She'll get them both, and that'll make it 21-18. Some debris ended up on the floor. That's why you heard the whistle. They're just wiping it up here in front of the Elm Creek bench. Amherst will throw it in uncontested until they get to midcourt. That's where Hannah Robbins will pick up Sydney Taubenheim, force it to the left hand. Sid throws to the high post. Martinson gets it down low, and Juergens can't handle it because Cornell just got a fingertip on it. And that'll be turnover number one of the second half, and it goes against Amherst. 21-18, Broncos lead it by three. Elm Creek brings it into the front court. Again, the winner will have to get through either Axtell or Overton to get to the district final, as Ferguson's jumper is no good, and Shelby runs down her fourth offensive rebound in the first 2.5 minutes of the half. Out to Robin, standing on the three-point line. She'll shoot, but it won't go. Doesn't matter if it's 20 or 19-5. They aren't going. Madison Murphy gets the rebound. Waits for the traffic to clear and gets it to Martinson. The 6-foot senior will dribble it all the way into the front court, get Juergens on the post, turnaround jumper, hit the front of the iron, no good. Got it back, put it up, draws the foul. Still won't go. So nobody went and got the can openers at halftime because the lids are still tight on these rims. First of two free throws for Juergens is up and in. 22-18. Amherst now by four. Sage Martin comes in for Elm Creek. And for Amherst, they'll sub back in Tincher. And Bailey Peterson will come in. Second free throw is up, and it is good. So Juergens hits them both. 23-18, Amherst, 5 minutes to go, third quarter, here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Amherst, Elm Creek. And as Martinson goes for the steal, she's going to be calling for a foul on Asia Oreta. That'll be the second foul on Martinson. Final regular season basketball here on Classic Hits. We'll have a few on ESPN, like Adams Central and Kearney Catholic Boys next week. As the jumper is up by Oreta from 16, no good. Rebound by Martinson. Outlet pass knocked out of bounds off of Elm Creek. Well, the official's going to discuss now. Let's see. No, they're going to say it was off Amherst. So the Broncos turn it over. So, yeah, next Friday we'll have the state wrestling semifinals here on Classic Hits. Kearney Catholic will host the Adams Central Boys on ESPN Radio. I think our friends down the road will have the Wilcox-Hildreth Amherst boys game, so you will be able to find that. So keep your ears open as Cornell, ball fake, takes a 10-footer off the front of the rim, no good. Shelby Ferguson, her fifth offensive rebound of the quarter. Out to Robbins for three, all the way down and back out. She gets the rebound, kicks it to Oreta, her jumper no good. Cornell gets the rebound, up and fouled, and it spins off the rim. I'm not even sure it's the rims anymore. It might be the basketball. Are they playing with an egg? What's going on? We're claiming Deflategate again. The foul going to be called on Amherst, Michaela Tincher, and the free throw by Cornell. They've got the right girl up there. She knocks it home. Back in is Madison Murphy for Amherst. 23-19, Broncos by four, 4:13 to go in the third quarter. And again, neither one of these teams are overly high scoring. A lot of 30-point games and kind of on that pace. Second free throw is up and in by Cornell. She has all six of the points here in the second half for Elm Creek. Back within three. Tincher dribbles into the front court, goes to the high post to Tobenheim, lobs it inside, and it's not going to be caught off the fingertips of Peterson. Amherst turnover. Who will get something going here? Two buckets in a row, a steal and a layup, hitting a three, anything to get the crowd going, get a little momentum going. It's pretty stagnant right now. Ferguson, even though they're moving the ball, just not scoring. Ball fake Oreta comes into the paint, has it knocked away. First Elm Creek turnover of the half. Martinson will outlet it to Tincher, makes a big pass into the front court. Peterson tries to find the trailer in Murphy, but stepping in front and making another steal is going to be Cornell. Outlet pass Oreta, missed the wide open layup, and that's how it's going. Ball out of bounds off Amherst. 23-20. 3:31 to go here in the third quarter. Back in will be Jaden Bosshammer, and Martinson will get a little bit of a breather. Elm Creek ball underneath their own hoop. Ferguson to throw it in. Looking out to Robbins. To the high post, Cornell. There's a good-looking jumper. Hits the front of the rim. Oreta rebound. Back up and in. The offensive boards killing Amherst, and a timeout just after we make a bucket. A timeout stops things here for Elm Creek. So with 3:23 to go in the third quarter, Amherst 23, Elm Creek 22. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
For all your custom slaughtering and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with locally raised beef and pork. From steaks, roast, and hamburger, why go anywhere else when you have the best meat right here in Amherst? Belschner is a very proud supporter of all of our youth and their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game. This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
It'll be Amherst basketball out of the Elm Creek timeout. Up the floor, they'll get it inside. Tobenheim, five-footer off the square, up and in. So Sydney Tobenheim with a pair of buckets here in the third quarter, 25-22 Amherst, 3:05 to go in the third. Robbins against the 1-3-1. Tincher all over the ball handler. They get it inside there to Cornell. Down to the baseline, Oreta. She'll put it off glass and in. Back-to-back buckets for Asia Oreta. 25-24, Amherst by one. Bosshammer up the floor, gives it to Murphy. Left corner, all she does is dribble out of there. Picks up her dribble, gets it to Tobenheim. 17-footer on the way, no good. Rebound brought down by Cornell. She is crushing the glass. She's got 12 rebounds. It seems like Elm Creek is dominating the boards, but it was all even according to our numbers in the first half. Here's Oreta again inside, well defended by Juergens, and Casey will grab the rebound. Good idea, Elm Creek, to feed the hot hand, even though it's just two buckets. Asia had found a little something going there. Bosshammer into the front court, dribbles to the left wing, gets it to Juergens, skip pass over Murphy's head and out of bounds. Five turnovers in the quarter for Amherst. Martinson back in. And Bosshammer will check out. For Elm Creek on the floor, Sage Martin, Oreta, Ferguson, Cornell, and bringing up the ball, Hannah Robbins. A chance to take the lead for Elm Creek for the first time since midway through the quarter, but they travel with a basketball. So they won't get that opportunity. Second turnover of the quarter. 14th of the game. Again, earlier tonight, the boys' game played first because Amherst plays the first game of the Heartland Hoops Classic tomorrow, so wanted to get them out of here so they could get ready for tomorrow. They beat Elm Creek 54-50 here as they drive down the right baseline. Sydney Tobenheim uses the glass and scores. So where you been, Sid? She's coming alive here in the third quarter, 27-24. All three of her field goals here. She's got 9 points. Robbins on the right wing. They have foregone the three for a while here. They're 1 of 15. Martin in the right-hand corner, back out to Robbins. Staying overloaded there to Oreta. Oreta had it tipped out of her hands. The ball's loose on the floor. We're going to end up getting a jump. The arrow points the way of Amherst. So Elm Creek couldn't get a shot that time down the floor. Score update for you at the end of three quarters. Kearney and the Lincoln Southwest boys are all knotted up at 38. Currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550 as Elm Creek makes another steal here, and then they throw it right back. Up ahead, they get it to Tavenheim, two on two. Tries to feed Martinson. Martin knocks it away. Out of bounds, Amherst underneath their own hoop. Checking in for the Lady Buffs, Taylor Gettert, 5'3 sophomore. Oreta gets a breather. 59 seconds to go in the quarter. Martinson dips it out there in the corner to Tavenheim. Right back to Courtney. She'll cast up a three-pointer. It rims out, no good. Sage Martin with the rebound. That's the first three, according to my book, that Amherst has attempted in the game. Ferguson between the circles gives it to Robbins. Hannah, bounce pass inside. Cornell, 10-footer, off the rim and in. Claire with 8 in the quarter, 12 in the game. 27-26 Amherst, 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. Ball again, punched out of bounds. Rubicek checks in for the Broncos. And they'll run their inbound. No need to play for the last shot. They'll lob it out there to Tavenheim. She'll try a three. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound in traffic. Cornell, and as she tries to get out of there, a foul going to be called on the Broncos. Sydney Tavenheim with her first and the fourth foul of the half on the Broncos. Back in is Oreta. 26 seconds to go. Could be the final possession here of the third quarter for Elm Creek. And again, a chance to take the lead. They have trailed the entire third quarter. Over to Cornell. One dribble stopped at the right arc. Back up top, Gettert. 15 seconds to Robbins. Robbins working the weak side, left side. Dribbling out around the arc. Guard by Tavenheim. Throws it right off the noggin of Shelby Ferguson and turns it over. Amherst running the floor. There's Turchin. She goes in, and a foul going to be called on Oreta on the shot. Third foul on Asia Oreta. And two free throws coming up for Michaela Tincher. First trip to the line has 2 points, a rebound, and we still have 2 seconds left on the clock. Free throw is up, and it's in. 28-26 Amherst. Second free throw coming up. And Amherst will have the lead going into the fourth quarter as Tincher will fire this one up, and it is through. 2 seconds to go. Elm Creek throws it in. Cornell will just dribble it out, and that is the end of the third quarter of play. A little offense got going in the last 2 minutes. It is Amherst 29, Elm Creek 26 on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
In the market for some Galvey cattle? See Mike or Dale Toppenheim of Amherst today. Their primary focus has always been making functional and efficient cows, focusing on birth weights, maternal traits, hay weights, higher weaning and yearling weights, meat and muscle, carcass quality and premiums. More intense selection to improve those traits without sacrificing the function of our cow herd. That's Toppenheim's of Amherst. Also your Traeger Grill dealer. Have a great beef experience with Traeger Grills.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Guda back here at Amherst. Again, a big thank you to Ron Evans, Tyler Herman, Tom Moore, all the fine folks here, as always, for their hospitality. And to you, the listeners and sponsors of our high school sports broadcast, we start the fourth quarter. Girls game second tonight. It is Amherst 29, Elm Creek 26. Elm Creek has the ball, and they throw it away. They overthrew Cornell out on the right elbow, and Jaden Bosshammer will get the steal each team now with 18 turnovers in the game. Three-pointer on the way, and good for Sydney Tobenheim. They didn't shoot any in the first basically 20 minutes of the game. Now they've hit another three here, or their first three, we should say, and it makes it 32-26, largest lead of the game. And that's 12 points now for Sydney Tobenheim, 8 for Casey Juergens for Amherst. For Elm Creek, Claire Cornell with 12, including 8 last quarter as the ball nearly stolen away, but short Jaden Bosshammer could not tightrope the far sideline. Gettert played a few seconds here. Now she'll check out, and Deo is back in there to give Elm Creek their original five. Robbins, Cornell, Ferguson, Deo, and Oreta. Robbins gives it to Cornell. Bounce pass over to Deo on the right wing. She'll drive into the corner and dish it off to Robbins. Hannah for three. It is no good. Offensive rebound. Shelby Ferguson. All 6 of her rebounds in the half are offensive. Back to Robbins. Another three. Finally, it goes in. Just the second three of the ball game. 2 out of 17. Both of them made by Robbins. 32-29 Amherst. 6:50 to go in the game. High post Juergens. Faces the hoop. Trying to post up instead out to Martinson, and she'll answer with a three of her own. So Courtney hits a three. We had not had a made three-pointer in the second half, and now we get three in a row, 35-29. Amherst on the top by 6. Elm Creek ball between the circles. Robbins gives it back over to Deo. Right-hand dribble to the elbow. Kicks it off for a short jumper. Ferguson's 10-footer is good. And a timeout will be called. Shelby Ferguson, her first bucket of the ball game, and Elm Creek will call another timeout. They'll have two remaining. Coach Mike Ford likes to call the timeout off the made buckets. All three of them have been that way so far tonight. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
35-31, Amherst with a four-point lead and the ball out of the Elm Creek timeout. Try to go high post, Juergens. She makes a nice catch down low to Murphy, who's fouled on the block. And Oreta just picked up her fourth personal foul. Team fouls are even at 4, so Oreta has 4, and Juergens has 3 for Amherst. Nobody else with more than 2. Madison Murphy, 0 of 2 at the line of the game, will get 2. The first one is too strong and no good. 35-31. At the end of the ball game, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Final stats, coaches' interviews, score updates. Second free throw almost banked in, and it did. Spun back off the inside of the front rim, and Murphy gets 1 of 2. 36-31, Broncos by 5. Winners of 12 of their last 13. An amazing run they've got going after that 2-7 start. Ball fake baseline. Cornell, nice jumper. Tell you what, Cornell, I'm not ready to say Jade Meads yet, but this is one special freshman. If she can stay healthy, she's got a good-looking shot for a freshman, good-looking jump shot, knows how to play D. She's got Martinson in trouble at the mid-court line. She'll get it off to Murphy. 36-33, Amherst. And Coach Klingelhofer wants to get a timeout. She sees her team in a little bit of trouble. Timeout on the floor with 5:26 to go in the game. Amherst has the ball and a 36-33 lead. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from 2 payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
Amherst basketball out of the Bronco timeout here in the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Elm Creek has come out, played man-to-man. Robbins guarding Taubenheim. A little arm on each other, so she'll throw it back out to Martinson. Right side of the key, off the screen to the free throw line. Courtney's jumper is too strong. Rebound brought down by Sage Martin. Martin starts to push it up the floor, doesn't like the numbers, and leaves it behind for Shelby Ferguson. Into the front court, Robbins wide open three, lets it go, but it's too strong. And the rebound hits the floor, picked up again by Elm Creek. It's Mackenzie Deo at the free throw line, grabs it, shoots it, scores it. One-point game, 36-35. Amherst has led the entire second half. Martinson between the circles. They've never led by more than six. Elm Creek has scored five in a row here, and Martinson gets tied up as Cornell, right in front of the Amherst bench, reached in and forced the jump ball. The arrow does point the way of Amherst, so they'll maintain possession, but it switches the arrow, which could become important later. Looking to get it into Bosshammer. She's covered, so here comes Murphy. And Amherst is going to call a timeout. Coach Klingelhoff was afraid they weren't going to get it in 5 seconds, and just as she called the timeout, they got it in. So Amherst will have to call a timeout. They'll have two remaining, 36-35. Amherst, when we return.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all around.
Off the inbounds pass, the ball is going to be tipped. It gets deflected in the paint. Madison Murphy grabs it and scores it. And everybody on an Amherst jersey has a big smile, even Coach Klingelhoffer. That's not the way you draw it up, but they got the bounce. And it's 38-35. Murphy now with 5 points. Driving the baseline, Cornell just about stepped out. Throws it out to Deo. Deo gets crossed up. Gets it over to Ferguson. They're camping in the lane. Back out to Deo. 12-footer is good. So neither team had a pretty offensive possession, but they both score. That's the bottom line. And in a game that didn't even look like we'd get to 30, we're starting to see some scoring again. 38-37 on the block. Murphy again, and as she squares up, she's fouled. Two free throws coming up for Madison, but she's only 1 of 4 at the line. And again, Amherst is not shooting free throws well. They're 11 out of 24. 7 of 9 for Elm Creek. The foul was called on Mackenzie Deo, and that is her fourth. And again, the free throw is no good. Back in Tincher. Bosshammer out for Amherst. Second free throw. Stands just a little behind the free throw line, and it works. Murphy gets 1 of 2. 4 in the quarter, 6 in the game, 39-37. Amherst with a 2-point lead. Again, they've led the entire half. Robbins with the basketball, left side of the key. Amherst stays in the 1-3-1. Get it to Deo. Over to Ferguson. 16-footer. Front of the rim. No good. Cornell offensive putback will not go. She'll get it a second time, and she'll be fouled. That's 15 boards for Claire Cornell. She's 4 of 6 to the line, and she'll go shoot 2. Sydney Taubenheim with her second foul. Amherst just couldn't quite grab the basketball that time. Too many hands. Free throw, Cornell. In and out. No good. Second free throw coming up again. A lot of time. 3:33 remains. 39-37 Amherst. Cornell's free throw. Good. 39-38. Cornell with 15 game-high points. And here comes Amherst. Tincher into the front court. Murphy, right wing outside the arc. Picks her dribble up. Needs some help. Got poked in the eye. And Martinson will help her out. Martinson to the baseline, and she gets fouled. Elm Creek was really not in good defensive position anywhere out there, and you knew the foul was going to come. This time it's on Mackenzie Deo, and she fouls out. She had a couple of buckets here in this fourth quarter. finishes with 7 points, three rebounds, one block shot, fouls out with 3:19 to go. Asia Oreta, who has four fouls, comes in. Hammers ball on the baseline. Martinson in, gets it to Tobenheim. Off balance, 15-footer, no good. She wasn't squared up. Offensive rebound, Juergens wrestles it away and scores. Casey now with 10 points and 7 rebounds. 41-38, so every time Elm Creek gets it to one, Amherst answers back. Rubicek's in for the Broncos, by the way. Here is Cornell from the corner, no good. Offensive rebound, Sage Martin. Back up and in. I'll tell you what, I don't know how many second chance opportunity points Elm Creek has, but it's got to be half of what they've scored. Juergens from 13, quick shot, no good. Ball out of bounds, last touch by Robbins. But I mean the number of offensive rebounds Elm Creek has here in the second half is staggering. A majority of their rebounds are offensive. Amherst to throw it in. Again, a one-point lead. Three-pointer banked in by Tobenheim from the right side of the key. And Amherst is 3 of 3 beyond the arc in the fourth quarter after being 0 of 2 the previous three quarters. On the post, Martin. She's deep in the lane. Turn around, jumper off the rim and in. We're starting to see some different things on both sides. Elm Creek finally getting the ball inside. Amherst starting to hit some shots outside. 44-42, and way too much hand check up there by Hannah Robbins. She'll be whistled for the foul. And that will put Amherst into the 1-1. Sydney Tobenheim was 3 of 8 at the line in the first half. Here in the second half, she has scored 12 points, has 15 in the game. And she will shoot the 1-1. It is up and in. 7 in the quarter, 16 in the game, 45-42 Amherst. Again, the teams meet again at Kearney Catholic Tuesday night at 7:45 in the opening round of the D110 sub-district. Second free throw, in and out off the glass, no good. Bouncing around, Rubicek had it for a minute. It's still loose, and finally, Cornell is tackled, and Elm Creek's going to get a timeout. Cornell got the ball. Probably was a foul there, but both teams could have been called for it eventually. So a timeout by Elm Creek. They'll have one remaining. 2:16 to go in the ball game. That was Cornell's 16th rebound to go along with 15 points. 45-42, Amherst, Elm Creek ball. When we come back, this timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
For all your custom slaughtering and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with locally raised beef and pork. From steaks, roast, and hamburger, why go anywhere else when you have the best meat right here in Amherst? Belschner is a very proud supporter of all of our youth and their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
Back to action. Elm Creek brings it up the floor. Backside lob to Asia Oreta. She'll lay it up and in. She now has 8 points, and it's a one-point game again. 45-44 Amherst, 1:45 to go in the game. Martinson up top, dribbling, looking to use some clock, but still need to be aware of attacking. It's only a one-point lead. Juergens off to Tobenheim. They're playing four corners right now. Rubicek's in there with Turchin. Robbins tried to get the foul, didn't get the job done. And Amherst will call a timeout, so each team will only have one remaining. We've got a final score in the boys. Kearney 57, Lincoln Southwest 53. The Bearcats with their fifth straight win tonight. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. 45-44 Amherst with the ball and a one-point lead with 1:25 to go.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Rusty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year. Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek.
Well, this was a 17-14 ball game at half, and midway through the third quarter, it wasn't much more than that at 23-20. But here in the fourth quarter, 16 points for Amherst and 18 points for Elm Creek. 45-44, Amherst, they throw it in, they throw it away. Shelby Ferguson stepped right in front, made the steal. First turnover for Amherst in the fourth quarter. So the teams have been taking care of the ball in the fourth. Each had 18 and only one each here in the fourth. A one-point game. Elm Creek has not led in the second half and taken it to the baseline. A foul called. Martin put it up. And trying to block the shot, Casey Juergens slapped her on the wrist, and that is the fourth on Juergens. Sage Martin to the line for the first time. Four of her 6 points have been here in the fourth quarter. A chance to tie the first one. No good. And Elm Creek has been shooting good free throws. Not great, but pretty good. They are now 8 of 12. Second free throw. On the way, Martin got it, and we are tied. 5 1/4, 7 in the game. The first tie since all the way back in the first half. 45 all, 105 to go. Amherst basketball, and as Robbins went for the steal, she ran into Sydney Tobenheim, commits the foul. 1-1, third on Robbins. And Tobenheim to the line. She's been shooting about 50% from the line, better on the first than the second. That would be the key here on the 1-1. Trying to break the tie. The free throw is up. It is no good. Ball slapped out of bounds. And the officials look at each other and decide that it will belong to Elm Creek. That was tough. There was three hands in there, and Elm Creek will throw it in. Elm Creek still looking for their first lead of the half. 55 seconds to go. Broncos put on pressure. They get it into the hands of Martin. Into the front court, dishes it off. Ball tip. Robbins runs it down. 45 seconds to go. Amherst got to make sure they don't foul here. They're trying to knock it away. Tobenheim knocks it off the hands of Martin and out of bounds. It is going to be Amherst basketball. Both players ended up on the floor. 42 seconds to go. Amherst now has the ball. 45-45. Turch it into the front court to Madison Murphy. Murphy dribble at the top of the circle, dribbles to the left side of the key, back up against the grain to Martinson. Elm Creek playing real tough defense, and Amherst coach Klingelhofer is going to use her final timeout with 29 seconds to go. That's a long time to try and get the last shot. 45 all timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Amherst to try and throw it in. The ball gets knocked away. There's a scramble for it. You heard the whistle as we came back. A foul on Elm Creek. Hannah Robbins trying to get to the loose basketball. Bumped the Amherst ball handler out of bounds in Michaela Tincher. She has hit 2 of 2. She'll go to the line here to shoot a 1-1. To break the tie, it is no good. Rebound to tie up the arrow points the way of Elm Creek. Sage Martin will get the rebound. Still tied at 45 with 23 seconds to go in the game. Elm Creek will get it to Robbins. Back over to their leading scorer, Claire Cornell, working on Martinson. Picks the dribble up to Robbins, front court with 15. Gets it inside to Cornell. Turnaround jumper off the mark. Offensive rebound, Martin. No. Fight for the loose ball. Another jump. And that'll be Amherst ball. Elm Creek got a couple of good looks. And Casey Juergens and Courtney Martinson ended up on the floor. 8 seconds to go. Amherst doesn't have a timeout, so they're going to have to do it themselves. Full court pressure, Elm Creek. And, boy, better be careful. Sherby Ferguson is just grabbing the Amherst player. They'll get it into Tobenheim. 5 seconds, 4 seconds, around a defender. She will be shooting at the horn. No good. Boy, there was some bumping up the floor, and they let him play, and we're going to overtime. I thought Tobenheim was going to run out of time. She got open for a three-pointer and just kept on going. So that is the end of regulation, 45-45. They put a lot of pressure on it. Tobenheim just brought it up in front of the scorer's table, kept on going, and then she ran about a 12-footer that went hard off the glass, didn't hit the rim at all, and we are in overtime. So 45-all, overtime is next.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
We jump it again to start overtime, and it'll be controlled by Casey Juergens of Amherst. 45-45 as overtime begins. The Broncos will look back and see how poorly they shot free throws, which will possibly cost them the game as Tobenheim starts to drive and can't get stopped. She'll travel with the basketball. Amazingly, Elm Creek only had 2 turnovers and Amherst 1 in the fourth quarter after having 18 and 17 between the 2 through 3 quarters. 3 of 8 in the fourth quarter from the free throw line for Amherst. They're 13 of 30. Elm Creek was 2 of 4. They're 9 of 13. Ferguson kicks it out to Cornell. Cornell leads the way with 15 points. Runner from the right wing comes up short. Ball knocked out of bounds off Ferguson. And it belonged to Amherst. Remember that Mackenzie Deo has already fouled out of the game for Elm Creek. And Asia Oreda has 4. And Hannah Robbins has 4. For Amherst, Casey Juergens has 4. Into the front court, handling the basketball, Jane Bosshammer, 5 second count on, now drives the left side of the key, puts it up and scores, but they say she walked. And Amherst turns it over on their first 2 possessions of overtime. Not sure that the Amherst bench agreed with that as they discuss it. Elm Creek will bring it up with Shelby Ferguson. Amherst waits for him. In the half court, 1-3-1. Cornell, top of the circles, 1 minute in overtime, no change. 45-all, Hannah Robbins hit that one key three, only the second in 17 attempts for Elm Creek, while Amherst hit 3 threes in the quarter. Give and go to Martin, and Martin will be fouled. Haven't seen Elm Creek run that play very often. Oreda in the corner, gave it right back to the cutter, and that means Sage Martin will go to the line. She had 5 of her 7 points in the fourth quarter. And that's going to be it for Casey Juergens. She picks up her 5th personal foul. Had a solid game tonight. 10 points, 7 rebounds. Fouls out with 2:52 to go in overtime. Free throw by Martin. No good. Sage now 1 of 3 at the line. Still 45-45. 2:52 in overtime. Second free throw up. Short, but rolls over the rim and in. It didn't want to, but it did. And Elm Creek has their first lead since the first half, 46-45 Buffaloes, and they are really putting pressure on in this man-to-man. Dribbling around, trying to avoid the 5 seconds is going to be Bosshammer. Then as she tries to make a pass, she is tied up, and the arrow points the way of Elm Creek. 3 possessions, 3 turnovers for Amherst. After they had done such a good job of taking care of the ball in the fourth quarter. 46-45 Elm Creek with the ball. Ferguson on the right side of the key, try to double team her. Both teams have got away from what they were doing earlier, and that leaves Cornell open, but her jumper in the lane is short. Rebound, Sierra Rubicek. Rubicek at the outlet. They want to run it. Here comes Tomenheim, takes it in, passes it off. Ball is jumped up as Cornell and Turchin both went after the loose ball. And the arrow points the way to Amherst. Broncos to inbound it underneath their own hoop. They have been on 45 forever. Tomenheim on the inbound at three. It's off the heel, no good. Backside, the rebound is run down by the Buffaloes. Oreta will get it into the hands of Martin, who quickly gives it to Cornell. Top of the key. She'll go left side. Robbins fires the three, and it's good. Timeout Elm Creek after the made three by Hannah Robbins. She's made the only three that they have hit tonight. 3 out of 18, and Elm Creek, this is their biggest lead of the entire night. 4 points midway through overtime. Elm Creek 49, Amherst 45. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Are you being held hostage by today's propane prices? At three times the normal level, you need to call Anderson Brothers and fight back. Both air and water source heat pump designs are available from Carrier. Up to 75% of their energy is from the air and ground around your home. Energy that is both renewable and free to you. Let Carrier technology help you heat and cool your home. Turn to the experts at Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating. Call 308-236-6437 or 995-4481 today.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda back at Amherst. The boys' game went to Amherst 54-50. The girls' game is in overtime, and Amherst, who was up 45-41 in the fourth quarter, has not scored in the last 2 minutes of regulation or the first 2 minutes of overtime. 49-45 Elm Creek, 2:01 to go in overtime, and it's Amherst ball. They're facing full-court pressure. They get it into Tomenheim. She leads the team with 16 points. Sydney pushes it across the timeline, then stops. Lobs it down to nobody in particular. It goes out of bounds. And another turnover for Amherst. 4 turnovers in overtime. I don't think they've got a shot off in overtime. And now Elm Creek can milk clock, but Cornell is dribbling in to the right corner. Her pass tipped. Martinson knocked it away off Robbins and out of bounds. It'll be Amherst ball. Courtney Martinson has done enough tonight to keep her team in this basketball game. But they need to score. They are running out of time. Turchin will dribble it into the front court and give it off to Emily Arnold, who's in. They've changed some personnel up to Martinson, going for the steal. Cornell couldn't get it, so Martinson takes it in, draws the foul. Sage Martin just wasn't set. She actually fouled her probably with her back to the offensive player. Second foul on Sage with the 10th team foul. Courtney Martinson's first trip to the line to shoot 2 free throws, 5 points, 8 boards, 1 block. Free throw up, and it is no good. 13 out of 31 from the line for Amherst. They've won 12 of their last 13. Second free throw up, it's good. And again, remember, these teams play on Tuesday night in the sub-districts, and Amherst has decided to use their final timeout with the clock stopped and 1:32 to go in the basketball game. So, final timeout here for Amherst. And with 1:32 to go in overtime, it'll be Elm Creek ball leading at 49-46. We'll be right back.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
1:32 remains in overtime. Elm Creek 49, Amherst 46. Elm Creek with a basketball after Martinson hit 1 of 2 free throws. Full court pressure on. Cornell gets it into Robbins. Right back to Cornell up the middle of the floor, exactly where you want to be. Attacks the right side of the key. Stops on the block. Kicks it out to Ferguson. Back out to Oreta. Oreta, she'll drive. She'll shoot. She'll have it partially blocked in there, but Cornell picks up the garbage. Can't score. Again, up and in, and she's fouled. It always happens the second time, and Claire Cornell continues to hit the boards, and now a chance at a 3-point play. The foul of first of the game on Emily Arnold. 51-46 Elm Creek. Their largest lead at any time. Free throw is up, too strong. Rebound comes out to Tincher. Still a minute 15 to go. Amherst pushes it up the floor. Arnold to Tobenheim. Coast to coast. Up and in, and draws a blocking foul. She just put her head down and went, and Tobenheim now has 18. And she has a chance to better him by one. 51-48. The foul is the third on Shelby Ferguson. Sydney Tobenheim to cut it to two. It's on the way. It's too strong. Rebound comes out to Ferguson, who committed the foul. She's got 11 boards. She's trapped in the backcourt, then steps away and gets it to Robbins. A minute to go. Elm Creek just has to kill time, but they'll attack. Cornell layup good on the assist from Robbins. And it's back to a five-point lead, 53-48, 50 seconds to go. Amherst up the floor in the corner. A quick three. Tobenheim strong. Offensive rebound put back up and in by Madison Murphy. Again, they don't have any timeouts, so they can't stop the clock. Still 40 seconds to go. Amherst tries to get a foul, and they do. Both teams were out of sorts there. And Amherst just reached in and committed the foul. Again, there's 38 seconds to go. So Amherst probably a good foul because they really weren't set up defensively. 53-50. And at the line will be Claire Cornell. She has been the offensive superstar tonight. Front end of the 1-1. Good. The bonus coming up, 54-50. 20 points now for Claire Cornell, and I've got her for 17 rebounds. A freshman. Free throw up. Good. Got them both. 55-50, and now Elm Creek can't be stopped. They're hitting every time. Turnick into the front court. Gets it into the hands of Tobenheim. Back to Martinson. They think they need a three. Tobenheim casts it up. It's off the heel. No good. Martinson got the rebound. She'll be fouled on the putback. Courtney to the line to shoot two. 26 seconds remaining. Martinson went 1-2 just a moment ago in overtime. And that's the fourth foul on Sage Martin. Free throw up. Got it. Amherst cannot afford to miss anymore. Don't forget the New West postgame show coming up. Final stats, coaches interviews, score updates here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Amherst, Elm Creek, second free throw. Got them both. Still a game, 55-52, 26 seconds to go. They get it into Robbins. Try to steal it in the backcourt. They do. Tobenheim's layup good. It's a one-point game. Still clock running because they're out of timeouts. Martin into the front court. Ferguson, two on one. Underneath to Oreta. She doesn't shoot it smartly. Out to Robbins. It's through her hands and out of bounds. Elm Creek was trying to get a timeout called. Mike Ford didn't get it. And there's 9 seconds. He was trying to call it and didn't get it. Elm Creek turns it over. Amherst, 9 seconds. Similar situation to the end of the game. They don't have any timeouts. Long pass. They throw it away. They got it in. Turnick tried to find Martinson, threw it away. It's been that kind of game. 6 seconds to go. Elm Creek should just have to get it in. They do, almost walk to the basketball, and a foul with 4 seconds. The Amherst fans wanted to travel because two Elm Creek players went up for the ball in Martin and Ferguson. Whether they came down with it simultaneously, I don't know, but they didn't call it. Murphy commits the foul. There is 4 seconds remaining, but Amherst doesn't have any timeouts. Shelby Ferguson to shoot two. Both teams are in the double bonus. First free throw is on the way, and it's good. And if you're Amherst, you want Ferguson to make this so you can take it out. 56-54. No matter what, Amherst is going to have to can something from probably a half quarter. Ferguson's free throw on the way. Missed it. Rebound brought down by Martinson, and they are not even going to get a shot away. That's the end of the ball game. In overtime, Elm Creek 56 and Amherst 54. The final score here tonight at Amherst in overtime, 56-54. The final score, and these two teams will meet again Tuesday night in the sub-district semifinals, and you'll be able to hear that game on ESPN 1460 and 1550. We'll take a break and be back with the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show right after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
Well, a late night of basketball. We had a late start tonight intentionally so that the fans over at the D3 Wrestling District at Elm Creek could come over and watch basketball as well. And, I mean, we were pretty much jammed for the boys' game, which was an exciting, close one, 54-50 Amherst. And a lot of them stuck around for the girls' game, and Elm Creek came back to win at 56-54 in overtime. This is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule an appointment today. Let's take a look at the final numbers now for Amherst, who led the entire second half, never trailed in the second half. We went to overtime, and that was the first time that they fell behind. I had Madison Murphy with 8 points, 7 rebounds, and a block. Jaden Bosshammer, 3 rebounds. Emily Arnold, 1 point, 1 rebound. Sydney Tobenheim, 20 points, and she only had 3 in the first half. She had 2 rebounds. Michaela Tincher, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Courtney Martinson, 8 points and a team-high 10 rebounds, 1 block. Sierra Rubicek, 3 points and a rebound, and Casey Juergens, 10 points, 7 rebounds. 20 rebounds in the first half. It looks like a total of 7 was all they managed in the second half, because as we told you, Elm Creek kept getting offensive board after offensive board, and then 6 in overtime. The downfall, though, overall tonight for Amherst will be their free throw shooting. They shot 22 more shot about 20 more free throws than Elm Creek and may have made fewer. They were 6 of 16 in the first half, 7 of 14 in the second half, 3 of 5 in overtime. Three-point shooting, didn't even attempt one in the first half. And then they were 0 of 2 in the third quarter, 3 of 3 in the fourth, and 0 of 3 in overtime. Turnovers, 12 in the first half, 7 in the second half, but 5 in overtime. Amherst had 17 points at halftime when they were up 17-14. They scored 28 in the second half, 9 in overtime, and Amherst just their second loss in their last 14 games. 54 points, 33 rebounds, 16 out of 35 from the free throw line, 3 of 8 from three-point land, 2 blocks, 24 turnovers. Amherst is now 14-9, and as we've been telling you all night long, their next game against Elm Creek, Tuesday in the sub-district semifinals at Kearney Catholic at 7:45. We'll look at the numbers for Elm Creek right after this on the New West postgame show.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Do you have a passion for athletics?
Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Back on the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show, Elm Creek girls win it in overtime here tonight. And here's a look at their final numbers. Only six players scored. 9 points, three rebounds for Hannah Robbins. They were all on three-pointers, the only threes that Elm Creek made tonight. Claire Cornell, the freshman, monster game, and just got better as the game got longer. 21 points, 17 rebounds. She only had 4 points in the first half, folks. 8 points, seven rebounds, and two blocks for Sage Martin. She only had 2 points in the first half. Shelby Ferguson just 3 points, but she grabbed 11 rebounds. Mackenzie Deo fouled out with a 3:20 to go in regulation. 7 points, three rebounds, and a block. Asia Oreta, 8 points, two rebounds. 20 rebounds in the first half, 20 rebounds in the second half, three in overtime. Free throw shooting for Elm Creek, 3 of 5 in the first half, 6 of 8 in the second half, 4 of 7. In overtime. 3-point shooting, 1 of 11 in the first half, 1 of 7 in the second half, and 1 of 1 in overtime. Turnovers, 12 in the first half, 7 in the second half, 3 in overtime. Elm Creek had just 14 points at halftime. They were able to pour in 31 in the second half and 11 in overtime, and they will finish with 56 points, 43 rebounds, 13 out of 20 at the free throw line, 3 of 18 from three-point land, 3 blocks, and 22 turnovers. And Elm Creek improves to 14-7, and they have won 5 of their last 6, only losing to Axtell in the conference tournament championship game. 56-54 in overtime. Elm Creek, again, will play Tuesday night over at Kearney Catholic against this same Amherst team, and we will have that for you on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. Axtell and Overton will be the first game. We'll try and get a quick word with Coach Mike Ford of the Buffaloes and wrap it up after this on the New West postgame show.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains. For all your custom slaughtering and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with locally raised beef and pork. From steaks, roast, and hamburger, why go anywhere else when you have the best meat right here in Amherst? Belschner is a very proud supporter of all of our youth and their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game.
Back on the New West postgame show with Elm Creek head coach Mike Ford. And, Coach, you don't have to lead a lot in the game, but when the final buzzer goes, you want to have that lead. And 56-54, you've won 5 of your last 6, only loss in the conference tournament finals. That's kind of what you want going into the postseason. And you get to play these guys again Tuesday. So where do you want to start?
Well, we told the kids that this is just going to be a learning process. We want to come into the game and come away with a win and have a psychological advantage there. But we wanted to see what they had, what we were going to do against it. And it ended up being a really good game. And, you know, not a lot of offense in the first half, but we started to pick stuff up in the third quarter and then the fourth quarter. It just was answering back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
And we joked, I talked about it on the air, we joked before the break was over that I wasn't sure anybody was going to get to 25 tonight. And the two teams aren't high scoring, a lot of upper 30s, low 40s. So I guess you are on pace. But what specifically, if any, I mean, can you put a finger on what changed in the fourth quarter?
Just offensive execution, getting kids in spots. You know, they're in that 1-3-1, and they run it just a little bit lower than normal. And so we just got to get kids in spots, and we said, hey, either we want to get kids in spots and match up to where they have to play more of a man-to-man, or we got to find the fat spots in the zone and try to take advantage there. And we were able to get a couple buckets to go towards the middle of that fourth quarter. But like I said, they just continued to answer right back, and it just went back and forth.
Not sure exactly how many total shots each team had, but you just destroyed them on the offensive glass right out of the gate in the second half. You were still missing shots, but you were getting 2-1 almost every time down the floor.
We've struggled with rebounding all season long, and it's we preach to the kids, you know, we love to get bodies on people, but it still has to be just a mental decision that I'm going to flow to the hoop and get a body on somebody and go after a board, and we can't just stand and watch it hit the rim and hope it falls in our hands. So very proud of the kids, how they did give us more opportunities to take shots. There was a couple possessions there where Kenzie Deo hit or at least shot two or three different three-pointers, and Shelby Ferguson flies in there and gets a rebound and keeps possessions alive. But it makes your life a lot easier when you don't have to go down and play defense in between every shot, and you can get a couple shots off before we have to play defense.
I'm not positive about the one in overtime, but I think all of the rebounds Ferguson had after halftime were offensive rebounds, which would be seven. But I mentioned this young lady the first time I saw her play, and I just can't wait for the next 3 years after this for Claire Cornell. I had her for 21 points, 17 rebounds, and she only had 4 points in the first half. And she's special, and I know coaches don't want to talk a lot about one individual player, but she had her best game ever tonight.
Well, she does a lot for us, but what she does is she makes the four other kids on the floor so much better. People have to make sure they're covering her up and giving her a lot of attention. She works extremely hard on the boards. I mean, she just jumps. She jumps. She gets bodies on people. So it's going to be fun the next 4 years, coaching her and helping her develop and to be a better player. But she certainly has a boatload of talent, and she has a great work ethic to go to.
Let's take a look at Tuesday. I mean, we can talk about – there's all kinds of rivalries, whoever you want to pick in the FKC, but you and Amherst are just up the road. You knew coming in already that you were going to have to play again on Tuesday, and I think things really changed as the fourth quarter evolved into overtime, and then, yeah, we want to pull some fingernails and hair out and win this basketball game. So what do you look for on Tuesday?
I look for there – it's going to be a great game with two teams that are pretty, I think, evenly matched. But with an overtime game like this, it starts to throw a lot of emotion into it. And it being a season ending game for one of us, it's going to be high emotion. And I think that the team that comes out and is composed and, able to just run offense, play defense and play basketball, I think they're going to come out victorious.
All right, Mike, we'll let you get out of here. See you Tuesday,
yeah,
man.
Appreciate it.
That's Mike Ford, head coach of the victorious Elm Creek Lady Buffaloes, 56-54 in overtime tonight. And because they're going to play again on Tuesday, Coach Klingelhofer with a quick word. And it is tough to lose, but you guys have been on such a run. And things looked good for you, and then they just blew up there kind of in overtime. There are so many things I know that you're going to look at the film and point to. Free throw shooting, as we just talked with Coach Ford, offensive boards that you gave up, the turnovers in overtime, five of them after just giving up one in the fourth quarter. You were Jekyll and Hyde and were in control most of this game. But in the big scheme of things, how disappointed can you be? Because wild card points don't matter. It goes to overtime, and you're going to play again Tuesday for all the marbles.
Yeah, Tuesday, Mike said, that's going to be a heck of a game between both of us. And, you know, our records are similar and our teams are similar, you know, and yeah, we missed a few free throws, and that backside rebounding on, you know, just about kicked our butts. But, you know, I think it'll be good for our girls. I think they'll rebound pretty well off of it.
Well, both of the teams, as we mentioned, 5-6 for Elm Creek, and you guys are 12-2 in your last 14 games, and they both kind of come down to the wire. So you've got momentum going in. As I asked Mike, what do you take out of this? Because with not offending anything from Elm Creek, the basics, if you cover, you would have controlled this basketball game tonight.
Right. And we, you know, I think our emotions got a little the best of us. But I, you know, we'll just work hard on Monday and see what Tuesday brings.
You got any secrets? I mean, is there anything that you wanted to do? We joked with both you and Mike before the game. Do you play this one and then do something different on Tuesday? Did you do some things different tonight that you might make them work on for Tuesday? How do you look at that?
Oh, we'll look at film and see what goes on. And I don't know. I liked what we did. We got to figure out how to rebound out of that 1-3-1. And then I think everything is kind of even keel there for both of us. And, you know, and maybe I should have went man, but it's a guessing game.
Well, nobody scored much in the first half, so all these totals are a lot in the second half. It took Taubenheim a little while to get going, but as we said with Mike, in that fourth quarter, your team also looked like a totally different team. You finally shot some threes. You made some threes, even if one of them banked in. But you did a lot of different things. Sydney finally got going there after just basically being stagnant in that entire first half. Didn't even look to shoot the ball that much, except when she got a couple of rebounds and went to the line. So
yeah.
What changed?
I didn't really put in a new offense. I just put in some different cuts and stuff, and I just said, you know, you got to run it, guys. And I go, you'll be surprised at what you find. And, you know, they started running it there towards the end, and I thought, there we go. And, you know, we'll work a lot of that. And, you know, I might throw in a man, but we're tough on a 1-3-1. I like our 1-3-1, and I got two or three girls I can move around on top and bottom. And
perfect.
So.
Well, Jamie, we will let you get out of here. A long day. We got wrestling tomorrow. The boys got to go play at the Hoops Classic. You got to get ready for the postseason. So best of luck on Tuesday.
All right. Thank you.
That's Jamie Klingelhofer, the head coach here. Going to have her first postseason game on Tuesday. She's seen a lot there with Nikki in the last few years, and now they're going to take on Elm Creek on ESPN Radio on Tuesday night. Tri-City Storm a winner tonight by a score of 5-1. A lot of games are already in the books, pretty much everything done there. So we're going to wrap things up on this late night. Get out of here. And remember that the Heartland Hoops Classic is all day tomorrow starting at 11 a.m. Ravenna Amherst. The first games will be on ESPN 1460, 1550. We'll have the D3 District Wrestling Finals at 2 o'clock from Elm Creek here on Classic Hits. And then when we're done there, we'll have the rest of the Heartland Hoop Classic games here on Classic Hits, including Oak Hill Academy and Omaha South tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Both of them went down to the wire. Boys game, Amherst 54-50 over Elm Creek. Girls game, Elm Creek 56-54 in overtime. This has been the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. For our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Thanks for listening, everyone. 56-54 Elm Creek girls in overtime. Good night, everyone.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.